Okay, so I just got back from Walmart. Yes, my fan's on. It's almost 90 degrees today. So I'm happy because I like heat, but you know, it's still hot. I still get hot. Drinking some cold water. Anyways, today's Saturday. I recorded a ramble yesterday. Totally ended up not posting it. So I'm just going to put them together. Friday, Saturday. One post. Yeah. So obviously this is Saturday's. I just got back from Walmart. So I was just going to go through what I bought. Just random stuff I needed. Slash saw that I wanted. But yeah, today's been a great day. Because earlier I went to this Hawaiian dance thing. And I learned a Hawaiian dance. To the song Pineapple Princess. And I got two lays. I got laid. Haha. Yeah, it was a ton of fun. It wasn't very big. It was a free public event thing at the local rec center. And only about maybe 5 other people went. So yeah, it was a lot of fun and I learned really fast and caught on and I love moving my hips, so yeah, had a lot of fun. Anyways, that was earlier. Yeah, so at Walmart, I got a new charging cable for my iPhone. I got, it's a rose gold flexible, because my phone's rose gold, because of course it is. I got a flexible metal sync and charge cable that is 5 feet long. That I really like because my other cables that I use to charge my phone, I have the one that came with the iPhone. And then I had bought another one that was only $5. That was the same length as the regular charging cable. I don't know how long that is. I think it's 3 feet long. Anyways, they're both wearing out. And so they're doing the whole, like, it has to be in, like, the exact precise position in order to charge my phone. And then when it's not, it likes to keep telling my phone that it's not compatible with the device. Very annoying. So I had to buy a new charging cable. And this one that I bought was $15. But I just got paid yesterday, and then, I'm seeing family tomorrow for my birthday, so hopefully I'll be getting money for my birthday. So I spent quite a bit of money at Walmart. I also got dog food, because I'm feeding my dogs. And then I got this neon, it's a neon pink, and apparently it's reflective, semi-fitted performance moisture wicking quarter zip jacket. It's cool, the top half of it and the sleeves are like that, like the jersey, like where it has like the holes in it and stuff. But yeah, it's supposed to be one of those dry kind, which is nice because like something like this, it being so lightweight and whatnot, I wouldn't mind just wearing like a sports bra or a bikini top underneath it and wearing it somewhere. Because it's my birthday and I haven't really spoiled myself in a long time, I got 2 new makeup brushes, by Eco Tools. I really like theirs. It's just a highlighter and a defining brush, I guess. Really, I just liked it for the highlighting brush. The defining brush, I'll probably just use for my blush. If you listen to my other makeup ramble, I am not that huge into makeup. I wear it. I enjoy it. I love watching makeup videos, but I don't have expensive makeup. I have really cheap makeup that you can just get at Walmart. I don't go to Sephora. I think I've only been twice in my whole life. Or what's another really expensive makeup brand I can't think of? I don't know. I don't own a Naked palette or anything. Actually, the palettes I own, they were expensive, but I'd save my money up for them because I really wanted them. It's called the Nude Tude palette by The Balm. It's really cool because it looks like naked women, but instead of like seeing them, it's like the blushes, it's the eyeshadows. And then I also have their blush. It's like a cream lip and blush palette called How About Them Apples. And it has shirtless guys on the corners. It's really funny. I think they're really cute. So yeah, that's my most expensive makeup that I own. And then I also bought Australian Gold Broad Spectrum SPF 8 Spray Gel Sunscreen with Instant Bronzer. It's water resistant and it's supposed to last 80 minutes. Because basically it's getting warm enough. Well, I got sun tan. So this helps because it's still sunscreen, SPF 8. But it also helps tan you. So that's nice. Tuesday and Wednesday, I am most likely, if things go to plan, going to be outside all day long for the most part. So I'm really happy and excited. So I bought 2 bottles of that. Oh, the makeup brushes, I don't care if I don't know about prices, but, were $12. Just saying, and the jacket I was talking about, I got on clearance for $7. It was originally $10. But yeah, these, sunscreen things, spray gel bronzers, were $8 each. I got 2, so that's $16. Stuff adds up really fast at Walmart. I also got more razor heads for my razor. I recently got, I used to use the, whatever the Venus one is, with the 5 razor, the 5 blades, just because I feel like that so much faster when it comes to shaving. But instead, I decided last time I went to the store to buy the Schick Intuition, which, I mean, is nice, I guess. I've seen commercials for it on YouTube a lot, which isn't why I bought it, because I'd seen the commercials long before I decided to buy this. And it's called a lather and shave in one step, so, like, you don't have to use shaving cream or anything, because it has, like, these bars around it. It's 4 blades, by the way, which is fine, it works just as well. And I got, it's a 6-pack of the razor heads. That was $22, but they had a pack of 3 for $14, so it was cheaper to get 6. And it's an island berry, and it smells so good. I love the way it smells. It smells amazing. But I don't use shaving cream anyways, honestly. For me, like I said, the razor heads I used to use have, like, the moisture bars. So, and, like, I don't get super dry skin. My skin doesn't get irritated from shaving at all. That's never been an issue for me. Which, speaking of shaving, I also need to schedule another Brazilian wax. I had to wait for it to go back out long enough for me to go back and get it waxed. Definitely still happy I got waxed, but I need to go probably this week. And I'll probably get a membership, from the place, because it'll save me money to get a membership. I also bought, Ardell Lash Trios in short and medium. And the thing I was talking about yesterday, I was wearing Ardell Duralash, and I had a few, so, like, I bought, like, this big pack a while back. Of the lashes, and it's the individuals that I had yesterday. I really like them. I like individuals better because I feel like I can move my eyes more. I couldn't really feel them on or anything. But they were just too ostentatious for me. It was just a bit too much, so I ended up taking them off before work. But these are, like I said, short and medium, so they're not gonna look that ostentatious, I don't think. And it's the trio, so it's still not a huge long thing. However, it is a little bit more. So, we'll see how this goes. And it's a smaller pack. I will probably put them on after I finish recording this. Which I'm not going to record that because I shake a lot. I don't know why. I just do. And so, it'll probably take me quite a bit of time to apply these the way I want them. Because I tend to be a perfectionist. What's that? But yeah, that's about the most I do. But the point is to use them, I think I mentioned yesterday, kind of as DIY eyelash extensions. Because what would be nice is, like, with these on, then I won't even have to put on mascara. Because I'm totally fine with not wearing mascara. Which, honestly, my eyelashes look fine without mascara, but it makes them pop more. Anyways, what else did I get? I also got, these, I have an obsession with bandanas. I own so many bandanas, and it's not even funny, because I love to wear them with my hair, as a headband and stuff. So, yeah, I have a ton. I also buy them for my dogs, and sometimes I actually buy them to match with my dogs because I'm weird. But I love flamingos. I love, love, love flamingos. I don't remember what other audio it was that I'd recorded, but I mentioned I love flamingos. Flamingos are my favorite animal ever. Obviously, pink is my favorite color ever, and then flamingos are just amazing. So yeah, so like anything flamingo, I'm probably gonna buy it at some point. I have these really awesome flamingo socks. It just let me tell you, they're just awesome. They're the coolest thing ever. Anyways, they had these two bandanas. It's like this seafoamy teal background, and then it has flamingos all over it. And they're just $1 each. And I got two, one for me, and then one for my baby girl dog. So she's not a baby, but my baby girl, and she's a dog. So yeah, so we can be matching. And I have a regular bandana in the seafoamy teal color, so that's what I'll put on her partner to match. And then I also got, they had these bikini pieces, tops and bottoms, for $2.50 each. And because, like I said, Monday and Tuesday, I'm probably gonna be outside all day. I have to wear, like, at least a t-shirt and shorts. But underneath, I'm probably gonna wear these bikinis. It's just this crochet-like material, so like the background on the one, of course, I got them matching because I don't like them to not match, is like that neon coral kind of orange, and then the top crocheted part is like a neon hot pink, almost coral, but like the background, like I said, is a more like a light orange. And then the other one, other bikini I got, is it's like a turquoise, that's the color I'm thinking of it. Background, and then the top crochet part is like a bright purple. So yeah, so they're neon, which will also look nice when I tan, because then I'll be popping. But yeah, very happy, and that's what I got, and it adds up really fast. But oh, the tops and bottoms were only $2.50 each, so it was a really great deal. They had other bikinis and stuff, but this was the cheapest I saw, and I didn't feel like digging through the other things, and this was just easiest for me to go ahead and buy. Sorry, now I'm laying back in bed. Since I'm done with that, I'm pretty exhausted. I was up most of the night, for reasons, but I'll see if maybe it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I might be able to get a short nap in. But I have quite a bit of stuff to get done, and then tomorrow's Mother's Day. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. I definitely don't think I'll have time to record tomorrow. But yeah, that's what's happening. So, hope you enjoyed listening, I guess, to all the stuff I got. I really appreciate every listen and comment and PM and everything. I really do try to get to respond to everyone, no matter what. So yeah, so seriously, don't be afraid if you don't want to comment because you want other people to see it. Like I said, don't be afraid to shoot me a PM. So yeah, thank you so much. Hope you have a great day, afternoon, night, whatever time it is.